Okay, we've just been listening to RFK Jr. Oh, hang on a sec. I got to put my headphones back in here. Hang on. Whoa. Okay. Sorry, I was listening to RFK Jr. during the news and I had to move my headphones around. Okay, so RFK Jr. is out. He's still speaking in Arizona. I haven't heard the part where he actually endorses Trump, but he is really taking a flamethrower to the Democratic Party, Democratic elites, what he views as their allies in the mainstream media. So we will have more of that to digest, I guess, on Monday. We're going to have more audio from that coming out, you know, as it's happening. We'll try to play a little bit more of that for you later today if we can. But if not, we'll just review that on Monday. Hey, everyone was talking last night about a super secret guest at the DNC. Coleman, did you hear about that?
I did not hear about this.
Well, everyone was talking about a super secret guest at the DNC, and there was a lot of rumors going around that it was going to be Beyonce.
I can see why they would want to keep that super, super secret, because it would be a super, super surprise. But at the same time, if you want to garner more eyes, you would announce that Beyonce is going to be there, because a lot of people who may not watch the DNC will want to tune in to see Beyonce. So I wouldn't hold that as a surprise.
See, what are you doing producing shows on WWL Radio when you could be advising a campaign on how to best deploy Beyonce? Yeah, so let's see. There was an anonymous Twitter user that had a post on Twitter that they have since then deleted that said, if you thought the Oprah surprise was big, just wait. Then that post got deleted. And then White House political director Emmy Ruiz posted an emoji of a bee, a little bumblebee, around 4:30. And Beyonce fans, they're all called the Bay Hive. And so the bee post from the White House political director made people certain that Beyonce was going to show up at the DNC. But White House political director Emmy Ruiz later claimed that her six-year-old posted the bee emoji.
Really?
Why is the White House political director letting her six-year-old play with her Twitter account?
I don't know.
What are you doing?
I smell shenanigans, because I'm thinking to myself, if you want more eyes on the product, you would kind of hint at it without really saying it, because people would still tune in. So maybe they did accomplish their goals, and now they're like, oh, no, that was my six-year-old, and they're passing it off on a poor kid.
I don't believe that this White House political director, Emma Ruiz, threw her six-year-old daughter under the bus.
It is politics.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Okay, so then TMZ picked it up. This isn't that far outside of the range of possibility, because the Harris campaign has been using Beyonce's music this whole time, with her permission, I might add, as opposed to Mr. Trump's campaign, which has had to delete a few videos and stop using Beyonce's music at rallies and such. Hey, also, we talked briefly yesterday when Scoot was hosting about this guy, what's his face? Where is his name? Jay Weber. Jay Weber is a host on 1130 AM WISN in Milwaukee. And on social media, Jay Weber thought it was cool to get on the Twitter and call Tim Walz's son, Gus Walz, who has a nonverbal learning disorder, anxiety disorder, and ADHD. Jay Weber felt this was the appropriate time to get on Twitter and write this. Sorry, but this is embarrassing for both father and son. If the Walzes represent today's American man, this country is screwed. Meet my son, Gus. He is a blubbering bitch boy. His mother and I are very proud, Jay Weber wrote. What a gross thing to say. And I knew that this was going to happen, just because this is the world that we live in today, that some people would not be able to help themselves. Some people's contempt for empathic people is a machine that is no longer under anybody's control. So it was extremely predictable that some nutbag was going to get on social media or even get on his radio program and make fun of Tim Walz's son, who, again, has a nonverbal learning disorder, anxiety, and ADHD, and make fun of him because he was so busy crying about how proud he was of his dad. So he's given an apology. He said, I didn't realize the kid was disabled, and I have taken the post down. Mr. Weber, you're missing the point. It doesn't matter if the kid is disabled. You don't, even if he's not disabled, even if he doesn't have ADHD and a nonverbal learning disorder and anxiety, you don't say that about somebody else's kid. Somebody in his comments said, it's generally just a good idea to leave candidates' family members alone. Jay Weber said, I agree. In an ex fever, I broke one of my own longstanding rules when I saw the video. I've always said the kids are off limits for decades. Then I fell into myself. No excuses. Good reminder. As of this moment, Jay Weber is still employed at 1130 WISN, which for those of you playing along at home, is not an Odyssey station. Something curious has happened here. Coleman?
Yes?
Is that who I think it is?
I can't confirm nor deny, but it does sound like it.
Okay. Can we do the? Can you ask him to hold on for a minute?
Oh, he'll hold.
Okay. We have an extremely special guest that has called in on. Is this for real?
I cannot confirm nor deny.
Coleman!
I just have to go with what the guy says, and I'm going with what the guy says.
Okay.
And I'll take his word for it, but
I cannot
confirm nor deny.
Well, please tell him to just be patient for a few minutes, because I want to do the news bomb and then take the break, so I have plenty of time to talk to this person. Folks, this is a very, very VIP that has called in the audio. Whoa. Well, I'm not prepared for this. I can't interview this person right now. Okay, no, it's fine.
Take
I can
a breath.
Do it.
Take a breath.
I can do it. I'll come up with some questions during the break. Okay. You who are on hold there, we'll get to you in a moment. Please stay on hold. Coleman, let's do the news bomb. Jam! If it wasn't official before, it certainly is now. Kamala Harris is the Democratic candidate for president of these United States.
As she accepted the Democratic presidential nomination, Kamala Harris highlighted her past while urging the nation to look ahead. I'ma keep running 'cause the winner don't quit on themselves. It was a historic scene. Harris's mixed-race family joining her on stage in Chicago, including women in saris, as she aims to become the first black woman and person of Asian American descent to become president. The daughter of an Indian immigrant saw how the world sometimes treated her mom.
She taught us to never complain about injustice, but do something about it.
Harris recounted urging a high school friend who was abused by her stepdad to move in with her family.
This is one of the reasons I became a prosecutor. To protect people like Wanda.
And each time she stepped in a courtroom, there were five words.
Kamala Harris, for the people.
She says they were her only clients. Her GOP challenger's only client is himself.
Donald Trump is an unserious man. But the consequences of putting Donald Trump back in the White House are extremely serious.
Harris says the nation has a precious and fleeting chance to move past bitterness and cynicism and unite on a new way forward.
None of us has to fail for all of us to succeed.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
I can think of exactly one person that needs to fail for all of us to succeed. Republican representative, former representative Adam Kinzinger, he says he is choosing to vote for Kamala Harris for president instead of Donald Trump.
Some have questioned why I've taken the stand I have. The answer is really simple, ladies and gentlemen. We must put country first. And tonight, as a Republican speaking before you, I'm putting our country first.
Adam Kinzinger was a sort of centrist Republican from Illinois. He was on the J6 committee. I believe he did vote to impeach Donald Trump. It's really hard to see how this guy's ever going to hold elected office as a Republican again after this, but there certainly is a warm seat for him on MSNBC. There was a mass display of women wearing white at the Democratic National Convention this week.
A sea of white filled the convention floor seats for the final night of the Democratic National Convention, with women clad in white suits, dresses, and other attire. White is the color of women's suffrage, the movement that culminated with American women securing the right to vote in 1920. Vice President Kamala Harris, in accepting the Democratic presidential nomination, becomes the first Black woman and only the second woman overall to do so. Hillary Clinton donned a white suit when she accepted the Democratic Party's 2016 presidential nomination. And Geraldine Ferraro, the first female candidate for vice president, wore white when she accepted that nomination in 1984. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
I don't know if Lisa Dwyer realizes the irony of pointing out that white was the color of the women's suffrage movement, given how aggressively Black women were sidelined at the time. They would not be guaranteed the right to vote for another 40 years, but I accept that in the spirit in which it was intended. Yusuf Salam is a current New York City Council member and one of the famous Central Park Five, charged with assaulting a white jogger in Central Park in 1989. Donald Trump spent $85,000 taking out full-page ads in city newspapers, calling for the death penalty in the case. Here's Mr. Salam last night.
45 wanted us unalive. He wanted us dead. Today, we are exonerated because the actual perpetrator confessed and DNA proved it. That guy says he still stands by the original guilty verdict. We will say what I have said after 7 long years on wrongful incarceration. Free at last. Free at last. Free at last. Thank God Almighty, we are free at last.
And speaking to Fox News in a phone interview just a little while ago, former President Donald Trump says Kamala Harris, she should be taking action towards immigration issues.
Well, the biggest reaction is, why didn't she do the things that she's complaining about? All of these things that she talked about, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, we're going to do everything, but she didn't do any of it. She could have done it 3.5 years ago. She could do it tonight by leaving the auditorium and going to Washington, D.C. and closing the border.
Sure, Jan. Donald Trump says he's doing well this election cycle, unlike his opponent.
Now, she's not having success. I'm having success. I'm doing great with the Hispanic voters. I'm doing great with Black men. I'm doing great with women because women want safety. They want safety. And they don't have safety when they have somebody allowing 20 million people into our country, many of them very dangerous people.
There it is. That's the 210 News Bomb for today, Friday, August 23rd. I'm your host, Ian Hoke, sitting in for Scoot. He'll be back on Wednesday. I'm with you for another hour and 39 minutes today, and then again on Monday and Tuesday. We're going to step away here and take care of some business, and then we have a very, very special guest on the line who I can't wait to speak to, but I also got room to talk to you. I know you want to react to what you just heard and what I've been saying today, so give me a call, 504-260-1870. That's the Okunor Jewelers Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. Also breaking news this hour, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has quit the presidential race and endorsed Donald Trump. We'll have the latest on that during the 3 o'clock news, and we'll be right back after this. Ian Hoke in for Scoot. Stick around. 225 here on WWLAMFM.com and always live on the free Odyssey app. I got a VIP on hold. I'm going to get to you in just a second, sir. And I got a couple text messages I want to burn through here real quick. Here's one that says, "Hey, I didn't hear you complaining when they savaged Barron Trump, President Trump's son." Texter, I'm not totally sure what you're talking about. I don't know who they is. Is they like just random jerks on social media, or is they, you know, elected Democrats or, you know, people on MSNBC? I don't know who they is. But rest assured, we have the same values on this program that you are accusing us of not having. Kids are off limits. Scoot has spoke at length about this. There is no daylight between he and I on this matter. You don't criticize people's kids. There's just no reason to do it. It makes you look like a bad person. And it's cruel. So I don't know why you would do that. And Texter, I don't know why you would say that we wouldn't speak out against that if it were happening. Please be assured that we absolutely would.
Okay, and so I can attest on social media, it was no big wig, it was nobody in government, it was no politician, but on Barron Trump's 18th birthday, there were some social tribalists, some political tribalists, like, oh, he's fair game now, he's 18, now we can go at him. So there were some that were salivating, but they weren't like officials, they were just like random trolls online.
Sure.
So yeah, I get what the texter is saying, because I did see it when he turned 18.
Yes, I remember when he turned 18, they were like, oh yeah, we can get him now. Which is a stupid thing. Like, just who cares about Barron Trump? Like, he's never done anything to deserve.
Did I say Barron Corbin or Barron Trump?
Who's Barron Corbin?
It was a wrestler. I hope it was a Freudian slip. I said Barron Trump and not Barron Corbin.
I'm sure that you said Barron Trump. We all know who you were talking about. Thank you, Coleman. Here's a text that says, do you think it's odd that Kamala hasn't had a news conference since being selected as the Democratic nominee? If this was a Republican in the same position, you wouldn't hear the end of it from the mainstream media. Okay, these are valid questions, and I'll address them in kind of two parts. First of all, we have spoken about this before, and we have said Kamala Harris needs to hold a news conference. She needs to show that she can speak extemporaneously, answer tough questions, you know, go into a, you know, I don't know if she's going to do 60 Minutes or if she's going to go on Fox News Sunday or what. I don't really care where she goes, but she does need to sit down for an in-depth interview or do a stand-up, unscripted press conference. She needs to do that. On the other hand, she doesn't need to do that right now. She doesn't need to do that right now. If I'm her campaign strategists, if I'm on her campaign strategy team, I'm saying, look at the amount of earned media that we have gotten in the last 4 weeks just because you became the nominee. We do not need you to go sit down with Jesse Waters. We do not need you to get into the press briefing room at the White House and stand up and talk to Peter Ducey or whoever. You don't need to do that. The reason that you have a press conference like that is when you need people to pay attention to you. That's why Donald Trump has done this a couple times in the last 2 weeks, and it hasn't gone extraordinarily well for him, I got to say. But if you're just strictly a political animal and you're Kamala Harris or somebody working for her, there's just no reason to do a news conference right now because everybody is already paying attention to you. Furthermore, she can circumvent the national media altogether if she wants. It is 2024. You know, as much as I'm stuck on this program kind of defending the legacy media, not all that useful to presidential campaigns anymore. That's why the DNC was full of all these social media content creators, because you can go sit down and make a 30-second goofy video with some TikTok person and reach way more of your base voters than you're going to get doing Meet the Press. You know what I mean? And again, I'm saying two things at once, both that Kamala Harris should answer questions in an interview environment, and also that she does not need to do that to improve her electoral prospects right now. Last thing I'll say about this, the folks that are screaming the loudest for Kamala Harris to do an interview with the mainstream media are the people that scream the loudest about it being the fake mainstream media that doesn't do anything useful anyway. So I'm not sure how you hold both of those thoughts in your head at the same time, but here we are. And I'll leave you with this text. This one says, Robert F. Kennedy impresses me as a goofball. Secondly, his voice is so gravelly, it literally hurts my ears to listen to him speak. Last but not least, I think RFK Jr. endorsing Trump will hurt his campaign more than help it. A couple things here. Yeah, he's a goofball. He's got this brain worm story. He's out here eating dog meat. He killed a bear and then dragged it into Central Park and like staged a crime scene with it. The dude is weird. Those are goofy things to do. On the issue of his voice, two things are possible at the same time. A, it is difficult to listen to, and B, it's not his fault. It's a medical condition. I forget what it's called, but that's not a thing that we're in the habit of like making fun of people for or making them feel badly about or casting aspersions on their character because of. So is it difficult to listen to him speak? Yes. Is that something that we should, you know, dunk on him about? Not in my house. Thirdly, RFK endorsing Trump will hurt his campaign more than help it. Time will tell. Okay, thank you very much for those texts. You can keep them coming in. I'll be reading those the rest of the afternoon. Now, I want to go to this person who's called in quite unexpectedly. I honestly am not sure what's about to happen here, but Coleman, let's go to Donald Trump on line one from Arizona. Mr. Trump, you're on the air. Good afternoon.
My goodness. I mean, could I wait a little bit longer? I mean, come on. I didn't have to wait that long for Elon. Way too much time. You got to get better. Y'all need more phones, okay?
Okay?
I'd expect this from Scoop. I'd expect it from Scoop, but not from you, Ian. Not from you.
Mr. Trump, please accept my apologies. I just had some business I need.
Unaccepted. I'm not going to accept it, okay? You dropped your news bomb, okay? I had to listen to that, okay? All I heard was blah, 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 blah. Lots of fake news. That's what I heard. A lot of fake news. You know what? Wait, you know, I'm too busy for this. We got way too much to do. We got a lot to go over here. We got a lot to talk
okay,
about.
Okay, Mr. Trump, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to waste your time. I wanted a little bit of time to prepare myself to speak to you. I hadn't prepared questions for this interview. Let's begin with the news of the day, President Trump. RFK Jr. has just announced that he is dropping out of the race.
What
he's suspending
his
campaign.
He's such a wonderful guy.
And he's endorsing you.
Why wouldn't he endorse me? I mean, come on. We're so great. Listen, we're doing such good things here. We're in Arizona right now. People love it here. It's so beautiful. Very hot. Very hot. It's a great state.
Yeah, Mr. Trump, you were...
A lot of cactus. There's so many cactuses here. And so many people, they love cactus. They love me, quite frankly. We're doing great here.
You're doing well in Arizona. And you made a visit to the border this morning, is that right? What did you see there, sir?
Yeah, we went there. It was really cool, really neat. They got a lot of people coming in this country. It's not a good thing. It's not a good thing, but very pretty. It's very pretty over there. We built a wall. There's a wall there. It's not finished, Ian. It's not finished, and it's a disgrace. You know, they didn't let me finish building the wall. And more importantly, we didn't get to paint the wall. Okay, we didn't get to paint it. We want to paint it. 4 years of litigation, and we didn't get to paint the wall. We're going to paint it, though. We're going to build it. We got about 200 more miles to build, and we're going to paint it. It's going to be beautiful.
Mr. Trump,
color do you think we should build it in?
Rust is a good color for the
rust
border fence.
Color? I was thinking a rainbow. We can make it a rainbow.
Rainbow?
We can support the gay people. We love them. We love gay people.
What?
We can do any color.
What? Okay. Mr. Trump, let's stick on the border wall for just a minute. Whatever color it is, if you win re-election in the fall, you will probably, it seems like right now, face either one or two houses of Congress controlled by Democrats.
We're going to win. You say if we're going to win. It's people know it. Look, we've been looking at the polls. You know, they say Kamala's winning in the polls. No, the only poll that Kamala's winning is a stripper poll. Okay,
whoa,
everybody
whoa,
knows it.
Whoa.
I'm winning all the
Mr.
polls,
Trump.
And people can see it. They can see it. You can, I mean, come on. It's fake news, the ones that say that I'm not winning. That's just fake news.
Okay, Mr. Trump, let's take that point at face value in the spirit of which it's intended. If the polls are fake, then you must really be leading by a lot. You must feel the kind of wind beneath
your
sails.
Believe me, we're winning by so much. Okay, we're going to win. Our policies are greater than all the other policies. Okay. RFK, JLMNOP, whatever his name is, he's endorsing us. We got so many votes now. We're going so far into this. People, they want to win. They are tired of being losers.
Mr. Trump.
Ian, they're tired of being losers. Ian, how do we spell your name? Is it with an I or two E's?
It's I-A-N, I-A-N, the classic.
You got
Irish.
An I in your name. An I, okay? It's a great I. I is in your little... You need some of that. You need some confidence, okay? Put the I in your name,
yeah,
and
right.
Let's do this, okay?
Okay?
We need to come together. We need
Jesus.
This country. We need to do a little more I,
Mr.
a little
Trump,
bit more selfishness.
Mr. Trump, if I can, sir, with just the limited time we have left, there are a lot of issues that are very important to Louisiana. We're a Louisiana-based program, as I'm sure you know.
I can tell you. You know, you got Scoot on here. He's talking about Indian rice, okay? Indian rice. Why don't we eat Louisiana rice? Okay, that first of all, you want to take rice from another country?
Well, they
That's
sell
the
it.
Problem here, Ian. They want to take rice from another country. We can eat great rice. Louisiana. Where's Zatarain's? One of my favorites. Okay, it's great rice.
Are you suggesting you're going to put tariffs on imported rice?
Sprayed cologne on it. It's not a good rice. It's not good.
Mr. Trump, what are you going to do about the petroleum industry? It's a very critical part of our economy.
Nobody cares about petroleum. Listen, we're worried about space. We're worried about space, okay?
What?
We got to get back to space. Ian, there's so much space in space. Okay, the Russians, you think the Chinese, they're going to get to space before us, okay? They're going to do great things there. People keep talking about it. They keep saying, we're going to go to the moon. We're going to go to the moon, this, that. No, we're going to go past the moon. We're going to Uranus, okay? What? The great nation of Uranus is coming. We're going to go there. We're going to build the biggest Trump Tower you've ever seen.
Wow.
It's going to be spectacular. Believe me, I am going to put it. You can put it down. You can put it down on the paper right now.
Okay.
I'm going to build the biggest tower on Uranus. It's going to be
Jesus.
So big. They're going to see it. They're going to see it from Earth.
Mr. Trump, we're running out of time here. Just with the remaining,
I'm running out of time. How can you be running out of time? I've been sitting here for hours waiting. Okay,
I'm sorry to keep
Elon
you waiting.
Musk didn't even make me wait this long. You wait. You don't have enough. You know, it's a failing. It's a failing web. It's so bad. You know, Scoot has ruined it. You need to take over. You need to take over,
Mr. Trump. Anything else you want our audience to know before we let you go?
We are gonna win. We're gonna come back. Okay, this nation, this poor nation, so bad. It makes me very sad. It's not what it used to be. Okay, people, they can't even eat apple pie anymore. It's no more. They're gonna try to take away fireworks. They're taking away Christmas. They're taking everything away. Everything that we love.
Oh, God,
believe me, if you vote for me, we're gonna win. And when we win, we're gonna go. We're gonna be so big. We're gonna be so big. This country is going to be the biggest. We're going to eat Louisiana rice. We're not going to eat that Indian rice.
That's good rice.
That's so bad.
It's very affordably priced, and it's good itself. And Mr. Trump, thank you so much for the time. I appreciate you. Good luck, sir. The 45th president of the United States, Donald Trump. Thank you.
You're very good. You're very good.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
I love you.
Good luck in November, sir.
God bless America.
God bless America. Jesus, Jenny McCarthy. Oh! I was not prepared for that.
You know, I think he's kind of winning me over when he talked about the Zatarain's rice. I think, you know what, if I cast my ballot, it's going to be solely because he supports Louisiana Zatarain's rice.
I'm like punch drunk over here. Is this what it's like to interview him?
I guess it is.
Can we take a break a little bit early so I can kind of get my stuff together in here and just like reset this whole thing? Okay, my name's Ian Hoke. I'm the assistant. I produce the Scoot Show. I'll be right back after this. 260-1870, that's the Oakland Art Jewelers talking text line. Give me a call. Good Lord. Okay, we're back here on WWLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app. I'm Ian Hoke sitting here for Scoot. I'm ready to proceed with the show. Okay, let me just first clarify what just happened. That was not a scheduled thing. I know that sometimes when I'm hosting, I'll do like a sort of fake interview where I interview a mosquito or something like that. That's not, I didn't reach out to a Donald Trump person and tell him to call in. It was a fairly organic interaction there, folks. I spoke to that person a little bit earlier in the week, and I thought it was kind of fun for about 30 seconds while I'm screening calls, and I was like, you know what? Call me on Friday. And he did. And I thought it was pretty funny. So if you're upset that we don't have a Kamala Harris impersonator or a Joe Biden impersonator, if you're out there, give me a call. Like, we'll do that too. Just to be, you know, just playing fair here. If there's, you know, you're picking up what I'm putting down. All right. Anyway, moving on. I got some text I'll read in a minute, but Tracy in New Orleans has been on hold for a hot minute. Tracy, thanks for sticking around. What's your comment today, ma'am?
Oh, yes, that was very funny and tiring at the same time. But I wanted to say Kamala has a lot of people fooled, and it's like she hasn't done anything as vice president, even though people are saying she has to wait to do this and do that. She let the border just run wild, so I don't see what is going to be the difference. And she says she cares about America, but I can't see it. That's my comment.
Sure.
You know, well, people can vote for whoever they want to vote.
Stick around, Tracy, because I want to ask you, you don't see any evidence that she, like, cares about America or loves America? Am I understanding you right?
No. That's correct.
Okay.
It's all the show. All the show.
Let me just ask you this. What would it take? What would that look like for you? What would she have to do to change her mind in that regard?
She should have done whatever she was planning on doing. She should have done it 3 years or whatever, how many years she's been in office. She should have done it there. She's like, come to America first, her and Biden. And then she got on, did a commercial or press conference and was like, don't come. And that's all she can do. She had an interview with Lester, and she was like, I haven't been to Europe either, you know, making a joke about it.
I remember that.
Like it was no big deal. So I mean, what you see is what you get to me.
Tracy, these are
all that stuff she did last night was just for show.
Well, these are two kind of separate issues in my mind, ma'am. Like, yeah, I take your criticism about the border issue, but you said that you don't see any evidence that she loves her country. So let's set aside the border issue for a minute, because that's such a big mess and it's complicated. You don't believe that she really loves America?
I believe she loves her version of America, like some people would say, oh, let your kids, she's in agreement of abortion, you know, like at the DNC, abortions and vasectomies, like, oh, we're going to do whatever we can to get rid of your babies. We're going to let everyone in the country, and as a black American woman, to me, she cares more about the Hispanic or whoever else is coming in. But if you're pregnant and, you know, you want to get rid of your baby, just come on over and get rid of your baby. If you want to have a vasectomy, it's all a ploy to get rid of the black Americans or to increase people coming in the country to get that vote. Even if they can't speak the language, it's like, oh, we're just going to allow them to come in and have this false election to get the vote or whatever else they need to get passed. Yeah. We'll use that, you know, demographic of people and pull a wool over your eyes or whatever.
Yeah.
And like somebody mentioned, the Obamas, they're full of it, too. They full dead. When Obama was in office, nothing.
Tracy, let me ask you this, ma'am. Are you a Donald Trump supporter or a voter, or are you kind of a political agnostic? It's clear that you don't like Kamala Harris or the Obamas. How do you plan on voting in the fall, if you don't mind my asking?
I'm more for Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
The last time I voted for a Democrat was Clinton.
Uh-huh.
And the Democrats, I'm more conservative. Democrats is like, you know, live and let live, and let's just be all happy, happy, and let's invite this person to sing and that person to dance and turn down for what, and, you know, Meg Thee Stallion and all this other stuff, hoopla, and we got no results. No, it's too serious to just be like, oh, let's just sing and kumbaya and I'm for everybody.
Yeah.
No. And then we get the same stuff we had for the last 3 years.
Well, Tracy,
high prices,
and
everybody coming in the country.
Heard that. Hey, listen, Tracy, not for nothing. We don't hear from a ton of conservative black women here on this program. I would encourage you to keep in touch. Thank you so much for listening, and thanks for being a part of the show. You stay cool this weekend here.
You too. No problem.
All right. Take care, ma'am. Let's go to Dave in Biloxi. Dave, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Yeah, how you doing, sir?
I'm well. How are you today?
All right. Look, I got to just make a couple comments. On the Kamala Harris, Kamala, how you say it?
Kamala,
whatever.
Kamala, yeah.
Yeah. Well, and I'm not a hardcore Trump supporter. I did vote for him last time, and I'll vote for him this time. But this deal with her and Biden, she's saying she's going to do all this and that. Well, why hasn't it been done? We got, what, 12 million illegals, or is it 19 million that's in this country?
Mm-hmm.
And I do some traveling, and every state that I've been in, there's a prominent Hispanic population that has moved in a lot of these smaller towns.
Mm-hmm.
And in most of the smaller restaurants, they've taken over. I mean, the Mexican restaurants are pretty much ran by a bunch of them, you know? And I'm not saying anything about race or anything, but I'm just stating facts. We've got a lot of them in this country, and I don't know, half of them's not legal. And something has to be done about that. I mean, we can't keep allowing people like that to come in our our country, crossing borders.
Sure.
You know, crossing our border.
Dave, let me just offer this. Yeah, so I think it's difficult to know for sure. Like, if you pick out 100 of your Hispanic neighbors, you can't quite say that 50 of them are illegal. That's just kind of guesswork, right? And I'm totally with you.
Right, yeah.
And nobody really wants illegal immigrants here. I mean, there's a lot of people out here saying that, like, they're going to vote in a couple generations now. They'll all be Democratic voters, or we need them to go pick tomatoes and such. But to your point about, you know, whether or not your Hispanic neighbors are welcome here, I think, just to be clear, you mean illegal immigrants are not welcome, right?
Right. Yeah, I'm talking about the illegal.
Sure. Of course. Yeah, just wanted to make that clarifying point. So let me also ask you this. You had said that, you know, if Kamala Harris, she's making all these promises, she's going to do this, she's going to do that, but she hasn't done it yet. I'm guessing, Dave, you have a job, you have a boss, or you've had a boss in the past, right?
Yeah, I do HVAC. I'm self-employed. I have a small business.
Sure. Okay. So then I think you could probably appreciate how easy or difficult it would be to do something on behalf of the company if you're not the person who owns it or manages it, right? Like, if you work for an HVAC company and you're the second in command, you can't make things happen without your boss, right? If your boss wants to go left and you want to go right, he's going to get his way, right?
Right.
So, look, I guess I'm just kind of making the point here. If people are upset that Kamala Harris, and you can be upset, you can say, I don't believe her when she says she's going to do this. I don't like the policy prescriptions I've heard already. But I think it's a little bit, it rattles a little bit when people say that if she says she's going to do something, she should have done it already. She literally does not have the ability to put policies into place in her current job position, right? Because she's the vice president, not the president.
Yeah, I will say one thing. That Judge Brown that has that TV show
the
out
guy
of California.
On TV? Okay, yeah.
Yeah, the black judge.
Uh-huh.
Well, he made a statement about her. They did an interview to him about her, and he had her in his courtroom as a prosecutor, and he said he almost had to run her out of his courtroom a couple times because she was incompetent as an attorney.
Really?
That's
I had
what
not
he
heard
said.
That.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, you can check it out.
I will. And, Judge Joe Brown.
And he had some really bad things to say about her. He wasn't holding nothing back. He said she was bordering on incompetence, and a lot of the things that was prosecuted, she didn't even do it. It was people under her.
Wow.
And she got credit for it. She wasn't doing anything and letting them do all of it.
It deserves a deeper look. Dave, I got to move on. I got to stop here. Yep. But, hey, thank you so much for calling. Nice speaking with you. Have a great weekend. Stay cool. We'll step away and take care of a little bit more business. I'll see if I could get in a couple more calls or texts before we hand it off to the news. At 3 o'clock, of course, we'll have more on the latest. RFK Jr. has quit the presidential race. He suspended his campaign and endorsed Donald Trump. More after this. Ian Hoken for Scoot. Be right back. Okay, just a hot minute here before we have to do the news. I'm going to cram in Joe and Metairie. Giuseppe, welcome back. I got time for a quick comment, sir.
Yeah. How you doing, Ian? I want to compliment Miss Tracy. She made my day, I tell you. what a intelligent black woman she is. She knows the facts.
That catch you off guard, Joe?
Most of the... Sir?
That catch you off guard?
Are you there? No, I'm.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
No, I'm saying I want to compliment Tracy.
Yeah.
On her comments. One of the smartest black women I heard in a long, long time. She's on the right track.
Uh-huh.
And, honey, Donald Trump will get reelected. He's going to get more black votes this year than he got in 2016. So just stick with us. We're going to defeat Kamala Harris just like he defeated Crooked Hillary.
All right.
Thank you for your comments, Tracy.
Thanks, Joe. Appreciate you listening, brother. Call anytime. All right. When we come back, we're going to be speaking to Matthew in Ukraine. He'll be on the phone. He's not in Ukraine. He's in the United States right now taking care of some business with the DOD, as a matter of fact. We'll get some more details from him about what he's doing here and what he's done since the last time we spoke to him. He invaded Russia. Who saw that coming? Not me. Here's the news. I'll be right back in about 10 minutes. Stick around. Okay, we're back here on WWLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app. I'm Ian Hoke sitting here for Scoot. I'm ready to proceed with the show. Okay, let me just first clarify what just happened. That was not a scheduled thing. I know that sometimes when I'm hosting, I'll do like a sort of fake interview where I interview a mosquito or something like that. That's not, I didn't reach out to a Donald Trump person and tell him to call in. It was a fairly organic interaction there, folks. I spoke to that person a little bit earlier in the week, and I thought it was kind of fun for about 30 seconds while I'm screening calls, and I was like, you know what? Call me on Friday. And he did. And I thought it was pretty funny. So if you're upset that we don't have a Kamala Harris impersonator or a Joe Biden impersonator, if you're out there, give me a call. Like, we'll do that too. Just to be, you know, just playing fair here. If there's, you know, you're picking up what I'm putting down. All right. Anyway, moving on. I got some text I'll read in a minute, but Tracy in New Orleans has been on hold for a hot minute. Tracy, thanks for sticking around. What's your comment today, ma'am?
Oh, yes, that was very funny and tiring at the same time. But I wanted to say Kamala has a lot of people fooled, and it's like she hasn't done anything as vice president, even though people are saying she has to wait to do this and do that. She let the border just run wild, so I don't see what is going to be the difference. And she says she cares about America, but I can't see it. That's my comment.
Sure.
Yeah, people can vote for whoever they want to vote.
Stick around, Tracy, because I want to ask you, you don't see any evidence that she, like, cares about America or loves America? Am I understanding you right?
No. That's correct.
Okay.
It's all the show. All the show.
Let me just ask you this. What would it take? What would that look like for you? What would she have to do to change her mind in that regard?
She should have done whatever she was planning on doing. She should have done it 3 years or whatever, how many years she's been in office, she should have done it there. She's like, come to America first, her and Biden. And then she got on, did a commercial or press conference and was like, don't come. And that's all she can do. She had an interview with Lester, and she was like, I haven't been to Europe either, you know, making a joke about it.
I remember that.
Like it was no big deal. So, I mean, what you see is what you get to me.
Tracy, these are
all that stuff she did last night. Was just for show.
Well, these are two kind of separate issues in my mind, ma'am. Like, yeah, I take your criticism about the border issue, but you said that you don't see any evidence that she loves her country. So let's set aside the border issue for a minute because that's such a big mess and it's complicated. You don't believe that she really loves America?
I believe she loves her version of America where, like, some people would say, oh, let your kid, she's in agreement of abortion, you know, like at the DNC, abortions and vasectomies, like, oh, we're going to do whatever we can to get rid of your babies. We're going to let everyone in the country, and as a black American woman, to me, she cares more about the Hispanic or whoever else is coming in. But if you're pregnant and, you know, you want to get rid of your baby, just come on over and get rid of your baby. If you want to have a vasectomy, it's all a ploy to get rid of the black Americans or to increase people coming in the country to get that vote. Even if they can't speak the language, it's like, oh, we're just going to allow them to come in and have this false election to get the vote or whatever else they need to get passed. Yeah. We'll use that, you know, demographic of people and pull a wool over your eyes or whatever.
Yeah.
And like somebody mentioned, the Obamas, they're full of it, too. People dead when Obama was in office, nothing.
Tracy, let me ask you this, ma'am. Are you a Donald Trump supporter or a voter, or are you kind of a political agnostic? It's clear that you don't like Kamala Harris or the Obamas. How do you plan on voting in the fall, if you don't mind my asking?
I'm more for Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
The last time I voted for a Democrat was Clinton.
Uh-huh.
And the Democrats, I'm more conservative. Democrats is like, you know, live and let live, and let's just be all happy, happy, and let's invite this person to sing and that person to dance and turn down for what, and, you know, Meg Thee Stallion and all this other stuff, hoopla, and we got no results. No, it's too serious to just be like, oh, let's just sing and kumbaya and I'm for everybody.
Yeah.
No. And then we get the same stuff we had
for the last 3 years.
Well, Tracy,
high prices,
yeah,
and everybody coming in the country.
Heard that. Hey, listen, Tracy, not for nothing, we don't hear from a ton of conservative black women here on this program. I would encourage you to keep in touch. Thank you so much for listening, and thanks for being a part of the show. You stay cool this weekend here.
You too. No problem.
All right. Take care, man. Let's go to Dave in Biloxi. Dave, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Yeah. How you doing, sir?
I'm well. How are you today?
All right. Look, I got to just make a couple comments. On the Kamala Harris, Kamala, how you say it?
Kamala,
whatever.
Kamala, yeah.
Yeah. Well, and I'm not a hardcore Trump supporter. I did vote for him last time, and I'll vote for him this time. But this deal with her and Biden, she's saying she's going to do all this and that. Well, why hasn't it been done? We got, what, 12 million illegals? Or is it 19 million that's in this country? Mm-hmm. And I do some traveling, and every state that I've been in, there's a prominent Hispanic population that has moved in a lot of these smaller towns. Mm-hmm. And in most of the smaller restaurants, they've taken over. I mean, the Mexican restaurants are pretty much ran by a bunch of them, you know. And I'm not saying anything about race or anything, but I'm just stating facts. We've got a lot of them in this country, and I don't know, half of them's not legal. And something has to be done about that. I mean, we can't keep allowing people like that to come in our country, crossing borders.
Sure.
You know, crossing our border.
Dave, let me just offer this. Yeah, so I think it's difficult to know for sure. Like, if you pick out 100 of your Hispanic neighbors, you can't quite say that 50 of them are illegal. That's just kind of guesswork, right? And I'm totally with you.
Right, yeah.
And nobody really wants illegal immigrants here. I mean, there's a lot of people out here saying that, like, they're going to vote in a couple generations now. They'll all be Democratic voters, or we need them to go pick tomatoes and such. But to your point about, you know, whether or not those your Hispanic neighbors are welcome here, I think, just to be clear, you mean illegal immigrants are not welcome, right?
Right. Yeah, I'm talking about the illegal.
Sure. Of course. Yeah, just wanted to make that clarifying point. So let me also ask you this. You had said that, you know, if Kamala Harris, she's making all these promises, she's going to do this, she's going to do that, but she hasn't done it yet. I'm guessing, Dave, you have a job, you have a boss, or you've had a boss in the past, right?
Yeah, I do HVAC. I'm self-employed. I have a small business.
Sure. Okay. So then I think you could probably appreciate how easy or difficult it would be to do something on behalf of the company if you're not the person who owns it or manages it, right? Like, if you work for an HVAC company and you're the second in command, you can't make things happen without your boss, right? If your boss wants to go left and you want to go right, he's going to get his way, right?
Right.
Yeah, look, I guess I'm just kind of making the point here. If people are upset that Kamala Harris, and you can be upset, you can say, I don't believe her when she says she's going to do this. I don't like the policy prescriptions I've heard already. But I think it's a little bit, it rattles a little bit when people say that if she says she's going to do something, she should have done it already. She literally does not have the ability to put policies into place in her current job position, right? Because she's the vice president, not the president.
I will say one thing. That Judge Brown that has that TV show
the
out
guy
of California.
On TV? Okay, yeah.
Yeah, the black judge.
Uh-huh.
Well, he made a statement about her. They did an interview to him about her, and he had her in his courtroom as a prosecutor. And he said he almost had to run her out of his courtroom a couple times because she was incompetent as an attorney.
Really?
That's
I had
what
not
he
heard
said.
That.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, you can check it out.
I will. And, Judge Joe Brown.
And yeah, and he had some really bad things to say about her. He wasn't holding nothing back. He said she was bordering on incompetence, and a lot of the things that was prosecuted, she didn't even do it. It was people under her.
Wow.
And she got credit for it. She wasn't doing anything and letting them do all of it.
It deserves a deeper look. Dave, I got to move on. I got to stop here. Yep. But, hey, thank you so much for calling. Nice speaking with you. Have a great weekend. Stay cool. We'll step away and take care of a little bit more business. I'll see if I could get in a couple more calls or texts before we hand it off to the news. At 3 o'clock, of course, we'll have more on the latest. RFK Jr. has quit the presidential race. He's suspended his campaign and endorsed Donald Trump. More after this. Ian Hoken for Scoot. Be right back. Okay, just a hot minute here before we have to do the news. I'm going to cram in Joe and Metairie. Giuseppe, welcome back. I got time for a quick comment, sir.
Yeah. How you doing, Eon? I want to compliment Miss Tracy. She made my day, I tell you. what a intelligent black woman she is. She knows the facts.
That catch you off guard, Joe?
Most of the... Sir?
That catch you off guard?
Are you there? No, I'm...
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
No, I'm saying I want to compliment Tracy.
Yeah.
On her comments. One of the smartest black women I heard in a long, long time. She's on the right track.
Uh-huh.
And, honey, Donald Trump will get reelected. He's going to get more black votes this year than he got in 2016. So just stick with us. We're going to defeat Kamala Harris just like he defeated Crooked Hillary.
All right.
Thank you for your comments, Tracy.
Thanks, Joe. Appreciate you listening, brother. Call anytime. All right. When we come back, we're going to be speaking to Matthew in Ukraine. He'll be on the phone. He's not in Ukraine. He's in the United States right now taking care of some business with the DOD, as a matter of fact. We'll get some more details from him about what he's doing here and what he's done since the last time we spoke to him. He invaded Russia. Who saw that coming? Not me. Here's the news. I'll be right back in about 10 minutes. Stick around.